Now let's practice the Dzogchen three-phase meditation, emphasizing natural mind is Buddha mind, natural body is Buddha mind, the natural meditation of the great perfection, Dzogchen. The three-phase meditation. First, arriving. Second, intensifying. And third, releasing. The threefold meditation practice of the natural great perfection, Dzogchen. First, arriving. This is very important. This is absolutely crucial. You must be present to win. Assume your true seat. Make yourself comfortable and at home here and now in this very present moment. This moment is the only moment right now. This is our sanctuary in infinite time and space. The great crossroads of the timeless and this very moment of nowness. Sit down and relax. Make yourself comfortable, at home and at ease. Assume your true seat, your Buddha seat. Leave everything at the door. Drop your burdens. Simply coming home to the present moment. Arriving. Collecting yourself. Settling here and now. In this miraculous instant, relax. Let the tension drain away. Let go of and forget about the past, which is gone, dead and buried. No need to invite the future or speculate about the future, which is not yet born. And as for the present, let it be. Simple, authentic presence, the natural state, Buddhaness, just being. Arriving and relaxing is the first point. Letting everything settle. Let the body settle naturally on the cushion in its own way, in its own place, in its own time. The physical sensations settle naturally, just noticing however it is. Just sitting, just being, just Buddha. Complete. complete, at home and at ease, as is right now. Relax. So simple, so natural, so free, so healing, so delightful. Just sitting. Natural body is Buddha's body. Let it be. Sitting Buddha. Let the breath go naturally, naturally settling, quieting, becoming more and more gentle. Just like a light breeze blowing through the temple of your body, your being. Inhaling and aware of it. Exhaling and aware of it. Breathing in, calming and clearing the mind. Breathing out, relaxing and smiling, releasing, letting go, letting be. Natural breath and energy is Buddha's breath and energy. Let it be. Let Buddha breathe through you. Just sitting, just breathing naturally. Third, natural mind is Buddha mind. Let it be. Let everything settle. Like water settles, dirt falls to the bottom when you stop stirring and shaking it, and it becomes clear, limpid, transparent, and at peace, tranquil, like a calm lake. So beautiful. The mind is beautiful in its natural state, as the masters say. Leave it as it is and rest the weary heart and mind. Let the thoughts, perceptions, memories settle naturally in the mind. In their own way, in their own place, in their own time. Letting go. Natural flow. Let it be. Natural mind is Buddha mind. Let Buddha be through you. Natural body is Buddha body. Nirmanakaya. Natural breath and energy, Buddha's breath energy, Sambhogakaya. Natural mind, Buddha mind, Dharmakaya. Empty, luminous, infinite radiance, let it be. Rely on these three, and for a moment to settle, having arrived totally in the natural meditation, the natural great completeness, Dzogchen. In perfect nowness, perfect presence and awareness, right now. Now having arrived, settled, relaxed completely, comes the second stage of the three-phase Dzogchen meditation of openness and awareness inseparable. The second stage, intensifying, heightening our awareness, cultivating mindfulness and alert presence of mind. The second stage, intensifying, heightening our consciousness, focusing our presence more. Come into more awareness of breathing, aware of breathing in while inhaling, aware of breathing out while exhaling. What a relief, what a release. Let it go, let it be. Drop off everything. Let go of body and mind. Then sense the environment directly. Sensitive and receptive. Open the intuition. The third eye, the third ear, true listening of true clear seeing. Focus a little more on the out-breath as it's going out. Also being aware of inhaling, but with a little longer out-breath. Point the mind towards the breath. Cultivating awareness of breathing, mindfulness of breathing. Using the breath as an anchor to present awareness, sharpening and focusing it, like taking the light of the sun through a magnifying glass and focusing that beam, that luminous light of mind, of awareness, on the breath, on the breathing process in the present moment. Until it ignites and bursts into clear light, total awareness. Clarity. Following the breathing, concentrating on the breath, especially the out-breath. When the mind wanders as it will, gently bring it back to the object of attention. Pay attention to the breathing again. When the mind wanders, bring it back to breathing. Feel the breathing at the nostrils, or in the lower belly, the diaphragm, and just stay with that, heightening your attention, paying attention, total attention, it pays off. Becoming more and more present and aware, mindful, rather than mindless, with full presence of mind, rather than absent-minded. Meticulously attending to each instant. ...100% present and accounted for. Just breathing. This ownerless swinging door of the breath, swinging open and closed, breathing in and out, in the vast space of openness and awareness, the sky-like nature of mind. Let Buddha breathe through you. Nothing more to do, to figure out, or to achieve. Aware of awareness itself. Awareness, aware of awareness. A total awareness, complete non-dual paradigm. One wholeness. Awareness, aware of awareness. Aware of sitting. Aware of breathing. Aware of being. Take refuge in these three jewels, these three bodies of Buddhiness, these three kayas. Total nowness right now, pure awareness, total presence right now. And now, having arrived and collected ourselves and relaxed first, and second, having intensified and heightened our mindfulness, third, the final and completion stage of what we've developed, releasing even that focus on the breath, letting go of the reins, letting everything go, totally open to the wisdom of allowing, of effortless being, pure being, not doing, not strategizing, let go of the striving of all projects, of all hopes and expectations, and simply being present, wakeful. Releasing whatever momentarily arises in the body-mind continuum. Letting come and go. All this unowned, impermanent phenomena rolling on. Let it go. Arising and dissolving in the body-mind experience like waves in the infinite sea. Or like clouds flitting through the infinite radiant sky. The sky-like nature of mind. Rest in that view, that vantage point, the great perfection. Nothing more to do, to figure out, to achieve. Non-interfering, non-judgmental, choiceless, panoramic awareness. Rest in luminous, senseless openness. Innate Buddha mind, your nature, right now. One moment at a time, breath after breath, moment after perfect, radiant moment. And enjoy the joy, the utter simplicity, the total perfect peace, the joy of meditation. Now we're going to take this three-phase Dzogchen openness and awareness meditation to the next level, to sky gazing, to seeing through. Practice sky gazing. We can do this inside or outside. We will do it with our eyes open, ears open, nose open, everything totally open, fresh, wakeful. As it says in the Dzogchen, whispered oral instructions. The sixth sense is left in their natural way, is the practice of the innate great perfection, Dzogchen meditation. This is very integrative with daily life, practicing with our eyes and everything open. Then we can bring this awareness practice into daily life. Now let's again find our comfortable seat, perhaps even outside, somewhere with a view, a vantage point. We could also do it, of course, on our back, looking at the sky, as long as we don't fall asleep. And please take your seat. Sit in a comfy, easy posture, perhaps leaning back a little with your hands on your knees or in a beach chair, or whoever you sit most comfortably, cross-legged or on a couch, as long as you don't fall asleep. Upright spine is always helpful to stay alert and attentive. First arriving and relaxing, letting everything settle in the natural state, natural flow, things just as they are. We don't have to make things fall into place. Now let's practice letting things go, letting that all drop. Trusting that wherever they fall for now is the right place. Arriving, relaxing, settling. Take a breath or two, breathing in and breathing out and relaxing, letting go. Connecting with present experience. Coming home to the present. Your body's here, but has your mind and your energy arrived? Collect yourself here and now. Let everything settle. Naturally, at home and at ease on your true seat, your Buddha seat. Natural body, natural breathing, energy, natural mind, Buddha mind. Let it be the natural state, the radiant great completeness of Dzogchen. Enjoy the view. There's nothing else to do. Smile a little and relax. Enjoy the joyous simplicity and radiance of just being. Smiling relaxes every bone in your body. Give yourself permission to enjoy this process, the joy of awakening, not just the grim chore of spiritual practice. Now, having arrived, relaxed first, second, heightening and intensifying our awareness. Lean back a little and relax even more. Drop your shoulders. Raise your gaze. Elevate the scope of global 360-degree sphere of radiant, sensitive, receptive, present awareness. Eyes open, ears open, nose open, mouth open, throat open, chest open, posture open, anus open, diaphragm open, everything totally open. Heart and mind totally open, inclusive, sensitive and receptive. Rely on natural wakefulness and mindfulness, pure attention. Simply attending to this magnificent presence. Grateful, savoring this gift, the very present moment. It's a gift, that's why it's called the present. A gift we can give ourselves any moment, like right now. Eyes open, eyes cast in the sky and space, sky gazing with soft and gentle focus, not straining, not staring at anything, not looking for anything out there, being stuck in between either. Soft focus, like sitting on a cliff overlooking the ocean, not counting and studying the waves, just gazing at the horizon where the sky meets the ocean. Generally, gazing, sky mingling. We're not sky worshippers, just using the sky as a metaphor for openness and awareness inseparable to lead us beyond ourselves in the meditative experience of total openness and awareness inseparable. Eyes cast in sky space. Thoughts cast off into emptiness, into openness, releasing thoughts, perceptions, feelings, whatever arises, releasing them in openness and awareness. Mind released into Rigpa, into pure presence. Pure awareness, just being. Awareness, aware of awareness. A non-dual wholeness and completeness beyond outside of inside self or other, meditator or meditation object of attention. Awareness, aware of awareness. Aware of whatever momentarily presents itself in the body-mind continuum. Simply enjoying the view, regarding the naked display of absolute reality, the spectacle of perceptions and mind stuff, the spontaneous display of awareness, all our projections and thoughts momentarily appearing and passing away, let them go. And rest in the natural state, pure awareness, sky-like nature of mind. Right now, Buddha mind, senseless, radiant openness and awareness. Rigpa. Pure presence. Now that the mind is clear, lucid, abruptly turn the mind upon itself with this laser-like question. Who or what is aware right now? Pop the question and let go. Plumb this bottomless abyss of radiant openness. Who or what is experiencing my own experience right now? Ask yourself, who is hearing? Who is thinking? Who is meditating? Who am I? If you don't get an answer, that's a good answer. All answers are very partial and arbitrary anyway. Who is experiencing my own experience? Ask yourself, pop the question and let go. See if you can startle yourself into a new way of seeing and being. Let go into that. Just for one instant, that would be more than enough. One instant, the natural state, the great perfection. Now the meditation is over. Just relax and just be present and notice how that is. Nothing more to do, to figure out, to achieve. Not even meditating. Non-meditation is the third stage, the great allowing, great releasing. Trusting in the view, relying on the natural, great perfection of things left just as they are. You are Dzogchen, the radiant, great completeness, heart of Dharma, the spirit. Enjoy it right now. gracefully, gratefully. Thank you. Now I'm going to teach you three of the main Tibetan chants, three chants very dear to our heart in the Dzogchen practice lineage. First, the chant of the Lotus Master, Padmasambhava. Lotus representing the unfolding or spiritual flowering of the seed of enlightenment within our heart, the fully blossomed lotus of awakened enlightenment, Dzogchen, the Lotus lineage. Hearkening back to this great master, being inspired by him and his presence, being grateful to him for having brought these teachings from India to Tibet in the 8th century AD, walking for 2 years through the mountains, causing Tibet to become a Buddhist country, and now spreading it further through his Buddha activities throughout the world, chanting his mantra, Om Ah Hung Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hung. Chanting is a great practice for opening our hearts as well as awakening our minds. It involves the body and the mind, soul and psyche, the breath and energy, as well as our contemplative awareness practice of it. It's very prayerful. It's very soulful. I think we all need to bring a little more of this kind of soul and spirit into our spiritual life today. Warming our hearts, even as we clarify and awaken our minds, in the radiant heart of the great perfection. And then we're going to chant the related mantras of the Lotus family, the Buddha of love and compassion, Avalokiteshvara, the mantra Om Mani Padme Hung, which literally means the jewel is in the lotus, or all the enlightened qualities are in our own spiritual flowering, our spiritual unfolding. Om Mani Padme Hung, the jewel is in the lotus. And then third mantra of the lotus family, the mantra of the female Buddha, Tara. Holy Mother Tara, embodying the sacred feminine energy. I'll be doing some guiding, talk about what we're chanting and how to chant it. You can read along and chant along with me from the booklet. Chanting is something that we do every day in the Dzogchen tradition and in Tibetan Buddhism and in most spiritual traditions throughout the world. Chanting, singing, giving voice to the music that's within us. This is one of the great gateways to the sacred. I've invited some friends to chant along with me. And while we're chanting together, I hope you'll join in too. This is like a chant and guided meditation combined. This is a traditional way of practicing every day in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. So while you're chanting, I'll be leading you and guiding you. We'll sing along together. Please first listen and just tune in and relax and start humming along. One of the best ways to learn to start chanting is by humming. We can all hum. And then that becomes Om. Ah, hung. Just humming. It's easy. It's natural. We don't have to worry about how our voice sounds. We're not singing for anybody else. This is a contemplative practice. This is also like Buddhist prayer. You don't have to worry because nobody's listening. You can do this sitting with your eyes closed, like a meditation. You can do it while you're driving your car or out for a walk. Or riding on the bus, the train, the plane. You can do this with your eyes open, sitting or standing, or lying in the grass or in a beach chair or on a couch. Chant along, sing along, or if it's not appropriate, just hum along to yourself. There's room for everything in this spiritual practice. You can stop the chant tape and turn it back or fast forward at any time to review the sections. We can stop in the middle. We don't have to worry about anything being too sacrosanct here. Fit it into your own practice and way of life. Feel free to make it your own and enjoy it. Make it work for you. That's the best way to work with these spiritual tools. First, let's chant the mantra of the precious guru of the Lotus Master, Padmasambhava, Lotus-born guru, also known as Guru Rinpoche, the most precious master.
Om Ahum Adra Guru Padmasiddhi.
Buddha, bless us, inspire us. Awaken us, guide us. Teach us, lead us along your great way of awakening.
Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padmasiddhi.
Guru Rinpoche, empower each of us. Peerless Dzogchen Master, beam into each of us. Irradiate us, illumine us. Quicken us, awaken Buddha within.
Om Ah Hum.
Om Ah Hum Vajra Guru Penasidhiyo.
Om Ah Hum Vajra Guru Penasidhiyo.
Awaken our body, speech, and mind. Beam into us, merge with each of us. Transmitting Dzogchen into each of our hearts. Transforming and liberating us. Rainbow light pouring from you into us. Intense white light from your forehead into mine. Intense white light coming from your forehead into our forehead chakra. Blazing red light from your throat into our throat chakra.
Oh,
intense blue light from your heart into our heart chakra. White, red, blue. Beaming into us, awakening our Buddha body, Buddha speech, and Buddha mind. Mingling with each other, merging into us, totally one. Inseparability, that inner light. Light of innate awareness. Light of pure presence. Rigpa. Heart and mind, the great perfection. Now we've arrived. Let's be there. Chanting. Chanting. Let Buddha chant through you. Om Ahum Om Ahum. Now we're going to chant the mantra of love and compassion, the jewel in the lotus mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. This is the national mantra of Tibet. This is the Dalai Lama's mantra. This was my own teacher's main mantra. It was always on his lips. In this practice, while we chant, and remember this is chanting meditation, it doesn't matter how it sounds, no one's listening. We're going to be chanting, breathing, opening our hearts, warming up and nourishing our soul, our spirit, cultivating loving kindness and compassion equal to all, and the joy of awakening, the four divine qualities of this Buddha of love and compassion, called Avalokiteshvara in Sanskrit, or Chenrezig in Tibetan, meaning the embodiment of perfect love and compassion. The words Om Mani Padme Hum, Om is the cosmic all-encompassing sound. Om Mani means jewel, precious, invaluable, indispensable, inner spirit. Padme, Padma, lotus. Again, referring to flowering of spirituality in our being, in every being. Hung, the complement, the mate of Om. The completion, may it be so, Hung. Stamping it, sealing it. Therefore, Om Mani Padme Hum means, may the jewel fully unfold in the lotus of our own spiritual development, including all beings in that affirmative prayer. Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
The jewel is in the lotus. Enlightened qualities are within our spiritual flowering. May it be accomplished for the benefit of one and all. From the depths, from the belly, bring it forth, let it out. Breathe deeply, relax, and bring it up, let it out. From the heart, heart opening, overflowing, let it out. Imagine a warm sun in your heart radiating. Visualize your heart chakra like a radiant sun. heart chakra in the center of your chest like a body of love. Warm radiant sun warming up your whole chest. Light rays reaching out to all equally. Light rays reaching out and awakening, illumining all, illumining the darkness. Illumining the darkness of ignorance and delusion. Illumining people's way through the world. Heart overflowing, heart radiating, effulgent. Wishing may all beings be peaceful. May all beings be happy. Together wishing and praying, may all beings be liberated. May all be awakened and free. Be healed and whole again.
Oh, mane padme hum. Oh, mane padme hum. Oh, mane padme. Oh, mane. Oh, mane padme.
May this planet be healed and whole again. May there be peace in this world and throughout all possible universes. An end to war and conflict.
Oh, mane padme hum.
outer peace and inner peace. Love for all beings. Loving kindness to all equally. Compassion for all. Blessing all. Joy to the world. Accepting all, forgiving all. Loving yourself, opening to love.
Joy.
Now we're going to chant the mantra of the female Buddha, Tara, the Holy Mother, the embodiment or archetype embodying the sacred feminine principle that's in all of us, male and female. Tara, whose name means in Sanskrit star, is like a light shining in the darkness. Her mantra, Om Tare Tutare Turiye Swaha. It's her name mantra. It's like calling one's mother. It's like baby calling to mother. It's like the mystic poet calling to God or the goddess. It's like calling to our guru or benefactor for help, for inspiration, for blessings, guidance, and protection. Tara, in Tibetan, her name is Drolma, the liberatress, embodies the principle of swift acting compassion. This third mantra that we use daily in the Dzogchen tradition, and actually in all Tibetan monasteries every day, for example, in the mornings when we chant the 21 praises of Tara, long hymn and prayer to her, helps activate her swift compassion. Tara is known as the protector of Buddhists, the protector of Tibet and all those who follow this way. Tara comes in an infinite number of forms, in all colors, all shapes and sizes, manifesting so many forms of spiritual service, activity, protection, and blessings, removing obstacles from our path, healing and protecting us, providing what's needed to fulfill all of our spiritual aspirations. Homage to Tara. The female Buddha. Tara in ourselves. Tara green as an emerald jewel. Radiant green like Mother Nature all around us. Tara's Buddha field of this world. Like spring grass. Radiant, luxuriant, effulgent love of life. Teach us, guide us into the heart of this love of all that lives. guide us, bring us home to this Buddha world. Awakening the female Buddha within. Envisioning oneself as green emerald female Buddha, Tara. Radiant, stainless, immaculate, luminous. Insubstantial yet vivid like a rainbow of emerald light. Oh, Mother Tara, Holy Tara, Noble Tara. Tara, Tara, Tara. Tara, heed our call. Come from all directions at once. From above and from below, emerge from within. Like spring and summer all at once, in our heart and soul, in our body and mind. Feeding, nourishing all of us, your children. Embrace us with your swift acting, protecting, and compassion. Emerging from within, I am Tara, you are Tara. See yourself as emerald green, Tara, Buddha. Heroic Tara. Savior of the world, Tom, green sun in your heart. Visualize yourself green like an emerald green sun, blazing with Tara's love and light, joyous blessings, and dynamite power. Visualize yourself beautiful, youthful, buxom, radiant Tara, Buddha, female Buddha. Overflowing with heroic, sacred female energy. See that green sun radiating at your heart. This universe's largest emerald, your heart. Heart of Tara, radiant, overflowing, filling the whole world, the whole universe. Bubbling Tara, joyful energy. Cascading throughout the world. Look into the mirror of emptiness, the infinite void, immaculate, stainless void. Nakedly regard your true countenance, Buddha face, Rigpa. Tara's true Buddha, nature, one's own, Rigpa. Rest in that. Radiant expanse of oneness and openness. The infinite heart of enlightenment. Dzogchen. Now we've arrived. Enjoy it. This is it. Oh, thank you, Tara. Thank you, thank you. Oh, gorgeous, luminous Buddha nature, beloved, goddess-like, Tara nature Buddha, Buddha world, Buddha mandala of wholeness, the great completeness. We continue singing. Tara sings and lives through us.